Blog Talk Radio.
Varsity Music. Emacs the Image. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. You hear the harp strings that play behind me. That means royalty. We built a legacy. All hail Caligula. Leave that fool alone. He settled for Rome. The whole world's a throne. Armor of God, plus a flaming sword. Shield of justice for this overlord. Commercial rapper will never be a match. I built this empire. It was built from scratch. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We do it. When I first started, they laughed at me hard. But I made the news, blessed with awards. Black on black crime, we're on the front line. For Trayvon, 137 times. From Blog Talk to Voices, I run through. You're electrifying, you'll still lose. 5,000 saw me rap at CSU. Faith, hope, and love event, huh, where were you? I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. The Conqueror, thanks those with dynasties. Tech Record, Silk, EP, SOTC, Hood Tunes Radio, live at the Foundry, covering Squish Fam CD release. Where's the beef sequel? Giving interviews. That's right, we covered OPN 2. We post videos showing we run this. November 5th, huh? Remember Ernest Smith.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it.
I came, I saw, I conquered.
We doing it.
I came, I saw, I conquered.
We doing it.
I came, I saw, I conquered. We doing it. We doing it. We doing it.
What?
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 We doing it.
Wouldn't you like to see it? Wouldn't you like to see it again? We're doing it. We're doing it.
Welcome once again to, of course, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's music, activism, news. Of course, that's Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 3, Verse 34. And that man is an abbreviation, an acronym. And it's for music, activism, news. You put those first three things together, the M for music, the A from activism, the N from news, and you get music, activism, and news. Of course, the phone number here is, of course, 646-478-0944. I have three quick disclaimers that I want to put out to people before everything begins. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So I have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. And disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind. You know, I'm very fortunate this evening because it looks like I have a little bit of time to give some information here and there. And then once I give that little bit of information, it looks like I'll be able to come back up here and let you know what else is going on. So I'll tell you what, I'll start with a little bit of information. We'll give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. That top 10 from a Monday to a Monday, starting at number 10 and working our way back to number 1. So number 10 spot is Queen Nana with Black People. Number 9 is Giving It Back hip-hop style. More on that later. Number 8, The Hip-Hop Workshop Strikes Back. Number 7, Sister to Sisters event that's coming up. More on that later on. Number 6, The Girl on Fire Awards. Wow, second annual. We'll be back to that shortly. Number 5, Emacs the Image interviewed Black House Sounds about the Silver Bee controversy, got into their history, and much, much more. Number 4, my man Brick is in the building. Number 3, Niggy Niggy Knock. He has his medley going on. Number 2, Beat Effect, DJ Tech Record, the Scarface album. And, of course, number 1, Black House Sounds. The video premiered tonight, which will be at 11 p.m., of course, interviewed by Hood Tunes Radio, which airs Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., the same 646-478-0944 phone number. Of course, that's Cleveland Standard Time, Music Business 101, my man Emacs. And that's, of course, what's going on right now as far as that top 10. I think I'll take the time to at least let people know what else is happening, what else is going on. I do want to at least let people know that. See, that's why I let people know to at least write certain things down, because they might need to do that. I have to let them know that, of course, Spitboxers, tomorrow, 3327, West 32nd and 2nd, off West 25th, at City Break Studio. And that's the Breakers Challenge. Writer's title vacant, but the MC champion is Streets, who won the cash. Will he be able to win cash again next week, which is now tomorrow? Jazz of Too True. And for more, she's definitely from the Mo Thug family, and she will be in the house for a live interview and pick an artist to perform on her next single. Big Stone the Butcher and Osage will also perform with, of course, DJ Meefer. Wow, Radness, a.k.a. Be No Good, the DJ. You know he does that 216 Radio. 216 Radio is, of course, the show that airs Saturdays, midnight time on WCSB.org. That's WCSB.org. So with that being said, what we will do is put on this track, and we'll be right back with you shortly. And, of course, having some fun around here, getting this brand-new information up to you as it comes in. Got to let you all know what's going on around here. There's brand-new information that's happening all over the place. So I'll tell you what and how we'll start things off. We're going to go to, of course,
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fam. They were gonna be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killers, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with black cops are about to get mad.
Yeah.
Cause you work right along with the Klan.
Uh-huh.
Black Shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union President is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. The Reverend Twan jumped in it quick, accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down, put it in a rhyme? Cause I was there, huh, on the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can. 25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right. They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in E.C. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot. The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings. What? Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up and flipping the top. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up and Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. The system too shady. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's red like the plague, it won't stop this. Season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pig never did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beef?
Interesting night so far. Have quite a few phone callers to get to. Have to send prayers out to, of course, my sister, fellow activist in all of this, General Donna Brown, who's recovering right now from a heart attack. I'm going to go down the line, take a phone call, read a couple of things that are coming up. Al Porter, man in the street, 646-478-0944. What's going on with 216703? How you doing out there?
Hey, you know, Blackout Sound. Right now in my life, I'm feeling great. This Joe Legacy. What's up with it, Mr. Porter?
I'm doing excellent, man. I'm doing excellent. What's going on with
you? I would like to know from you what's going to be discussed tonight. That's all.
Man. We're going to do our best to give out. How about different activities that are coming up?
Well, I just want to say I was hollering at DJ Dollar Rock, and the other night I was on EMAX radio station, and everything went well, and I said that I was going to put my album out there. But when I was talking to Dollar Rock today, we made a deal to where it's going to happen sooner than what I thought. So Blackout Sound will be dropping Risky Business within 4 months. It's sealed and guaranteed. So I just want to put that out there on your station tonight. And that's what's going on with Blackout Sound. And it just happened 2 hours ago. So Cleveland local DJs, artists, rappers is out here working. And I just thank stations like this to make it go down. That's all I can say.
Well, congratulations, brother. And we can find you online and all of that for Black House Sounds?
Oh, yes, you can find me online. You can go to my Facebook page, and that will be Joseph Motley Jr. If you go to my Facebook page, interact with me or whatever on the producing beats, I do that. Engineering, I do that. Artwork, I do that. Designing, well, Black House Sound clothes right now, I do that. But if you are an artist and you want me to put your company on your back or on the, you know, your clothes or whatever, I can do that as well. So just tune in to Black House Sound. And also, if you can just go on Facebook and, you know, deal with us, you will see that we really about to do this. And I'm just very happy. I never felt this way before. So I'm just happy. I'm shocked right now. That's Black House Sound. Real.
You should be. Congratulations. Hold the line. We might be able to get into a couple of nice stories for you.
I'm online for the whole show. Black House
then
Sound.
Then I thank you so much.
I thank y'all. Thank
you. Man, I thank him as well. I need to check out what's going on with 216-703 for being patient as well. 216-703, how are you this fine evening?
I'm all right, Al. I'm all right. This is E-Max, man. Just making sure everything running smoothly, man. We had a little hiccup, so I just basically did some round the back connection, so everything should be okay.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. That was a nice interview that you did, man. If you can let people know, so I don't have to, like when they can catch you, like Hood Talk Radio, Hood Tunes Radio, because you had a real nice interview with Black House Sounds the past week.
Oh, yeah, man. It was beautiful. We on Hood Tunes Radio Friday and Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And on Wednesday night from 9 to 10:30, we have Hood Talk Radio with myself. It's basically where we, you know what I'm saying, open up cans of worms. You know, and bring different perspectives to status quo. You know, I know we've been taught to see things, and, you know, from, as they call it, the glass half empty. But, you know, there are things out there that'll let you see that glass half full. I'm just, you know, the person to bring that to you if you don't know. So we talk about that and other things on Wednesday night. Hood Talk Radio, 9:10:30 p.m. Same number. You know what I'm saying? Right here on the network. You know what I'm saying? It's no joke. But I really enjoyed speaking with Joe Legacy this weekend, man. It was very informative about the roots, where they came from, where they stand for. You know what I'm saying? And it was great. That they, you know, chose to do that to boy E-Max.
That's a blessing, man. Well earned, well deserved. I appreciate the fact that you added me to, of course, the Varsity Music and, of course, Blog Talk Radio family. So I appreciate that, brother.
We appreciate you, Al, man. You got a spice that ain't in the rack, man, for real. That's what's up.
Hey, continue to listen. We'll see what we get into, and I promise to talk to you shortly.
All right. Shout out to Mama Porter, too.
All right. Thank you so much. I know she'll appreciate that.
That's
thanks, brother.
Mm-hmm.
So, give a couple of people time enough. I will be getting to that 216-278 phone number and the 215 area code 207. I just want to let people know that this Sunday, yeah, you all have complained that I need Jesus. So the gospel hip-hop minister, LaVita Murray, invited me to 8025 Cedar Avenue, Cleveland, 44103 at 11 a.m. Then I will plan on immediately leaving to go to the Sister to Sisters Ministry First Gospel Concert Fundraiser featuring Cleveland's Finest, 3:45 p.m. to 7 p.m., adults $5, children, $3 at the Euclid Square Mall, Room B off 260th, and that's 90 East. Performers include Brother Sheriff Kilroy, Perfect Setting gospel rappers, Sonya Kale, reality poet, and many more. And, of course, if people didn't hear it earlier, I should put out, that, of course, that Spitbox is tomorrow, 3327, West 32nd and 2nd, off West 25th at City Break Studio. And the Breakers Challenge, Writers Challenge. The MC champion is Streets, who won the cash. Will he be able to win cash again? Well, we'll see about that. And, of course, Jazz of Two True from Mo Thugs will be in the house for a live interview and pick an artist to perform on her next single. Big Stone the Butcher and Osage will also perform. And, of course, the DJ is, of course, Be No Good. Well, you all are taking that in. Like I said, I'll be picking on certain people and just seeing what's on your mind, because without the creator and you all, hey, there'd be some problems. So I want to check out 216-278. How are you this evening? And 216-278 probably just called in. That's all right. Like, I try to warn people that even if you're calling in to hold on, I might check in with you to see what's going on your way, because that's one way we can all at least, quote-unquote, move together and grow, is just to see what's on different people's minds, such as this area code of 215-207. That's area code 215-207. What's on your mind this evening? You know something? I appreciate you all for at least allowing me to run my mouth, which I think there are laws against that somewhere, but I'll tell you what I will do before I go to that 702-609 phone number. I will let people know. Whew, now I'm going to get myself into trouble, but it's all right with me. And I just want to put out there, since that was the hot topic and it was brought up last week, Cleveland wide receiver Josh Gordon, you know, is fortunate enough to work at a two-door convertible car dealership. Really, it's a car dealership, especially since he was suspended without pay for a year for violating the league's drug policy another time. Now, it's interesting, if an officer shoots you 137 times, they're suspended, but that's another story for another time. Now, as I focus on the fact of our talented Browns wide receiver, you know, of course I'm partial. Live in Cleveland. Okay, so the Cleveland Browns wide receiver, he led the league with 1,646 yards last season, despite being banned from the first two games for a failed drug test. He had already had problems three times, you know, in college. But it was his second violation as a pro, and Gordon blamed codeine and cough syrup that, of course, you know, had him banned. Now, I, for one, happen to be a Browns fan, like I said, and feel that his year suspension might have been excessive during his latest go-around because he had such a low level in his system, and he blamed others, as in secondhand smoke and what have you. But Gordon didn't help his cause with, of course, two legal issues that happened as his case dragged on. A lot of people may not have looked at it because everybody was so focused in on LeBron James. But the thing is, and the truth is, in May, he was stopped for speeding in Strongsville, Ohio. One passenger had marijuana. And on July 5th in North Carolina, he was cited for drunk driving. So I ask you, people who get drug tested at your jobs, how many times do you get a chance to fail? Now, the job I once had, you know, at a factory, I would have been one and done. Now, at the same time, as our caller Christian Clark pointed out last week, that the league had suspended Baltimore Ravens running back Ray Rice. So it seems like Christian Clark brought up a name that would be, like, really brought up for this week. And like Christian Clark had pointed out, the Ravens running back was suspended for only two games after he assaulted his fiance, dragging her unconscious body out of an elevator. Now, correct myself. Now that the video has really surfaced, the Ravens just shelved Rice as today. They had said about the NFL's priorities beforehand. They didn't think about the message it was sending out, that a two-game suspension. Ray Rice's two-game suspension was the same as saying, I'm sorry, and bringing a barbecue dinner home to your girl after giving her a black eye. It basically said that it's all right and excusable as long as it's between two adults. which is basically saying that before the video came out and the backlash came out, Ray Rice would have been, he would have received a bigger fine beforehand had he been caught drinking and driving or performing enhancing drugs. But at least the NFL moved to finally make this a possible lifetime ban in that effect, and if nothing else, wow, did Ray Rice get shelved by the Ravens. Before I get on to the next phone call, I just want to let people know that this Saturday, Tremont Park, Clark Field at 2 p.m. for the second annual Great Cleveland Cleaning Event. We will be going out into the community to clean up Greater Cleveland alongside the litter bugs. So that means we'll just be picking up trash all over the place, setting an example that maybe you should pick up trash in your own neighborhoods and environments, just like suburbs, other areas. And then later on that evening, it's the 2014 Girl on Fire Awards from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m., which is this Saturday at the Shore Cultural Center, 291 East 222nd Street, Euclid, Ohio, 44123. 2014 Girl on Fire Awards is all about women who made a difference in their lives and others. www.girlonfireawards.com for more details. I'm done running my mouth. I'm going to call her to bail me out at 702 area code 609. How are you this evening?
Good, Sheriff. How are you? You know what this is.
Yes, I do. What's going on, brother?
Not a whole lot, man. I just got off of Facebook.com, and from what I understand, I heard you make mention of the Baltimore Ravens' Ray Rice being suspended for only two games. From what I understand,
right,
he's been indefinitely suspended.
Yes, he has been. He's just lost his job from the Ravens. They shelved him as of today. And like I stated earlier, and finally the NFL decided we're going to do what's right. After the video surfaced today, yes, sir.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something, man. When I saw that on the news this morning, it blew my head off. I'm like, whoa. Knowing damn well wherever the hell he was, I mean, there had to have been some kind of surveillance going on. He could have kept his private life private, but instead it made national damn news and in turn, you know, cost him his job. So the brother needs to go ahead and get himself counseled, man, so that it doesn't occur again, because I'll tell you something, right, just for him, you know, for him being, I don't know, the way I see it, to be indefinitely suspended for what he did, I mean, the way it made it look, it was like a slap on the wrist. I mean, because that's just a could press charges against him, so he better watch his tag.
You are so right about that, and I'm glad you brought up that point, because it's has to be put out there in the air that so many times, so many sisters, women in general, across the line,
yes,
across
sir.
The racial line, no matter what, women will end up staying with their abusers or what have you, and feeling like they have to take this, and maybe, just maybe, by this happening, it will open up some other women's eyes that they don't have to take it.
Well, not only that, I mean, but the way I see it, as a whole, either end should not be tolerated. There's no free pass for you to put your hands on. Now, granted, I can see self-defense.
Right.
I can see self-defense if necessary. But in this case, it was cut and dry, unless you got false eyes or something was just blind, you know what I mean? The video showed it all, and I doubt if this is completely over. Granted, I think this is just the first chapter being closed on that man, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens. But yes, it should put out a clear message on what happened.
I appreciate that, brother. I also have something else to read off for you, because you had raised a couple of questions last week, and also I need to get to it this week, and I appreciate you. That's why I say, man, even if I'm not sure and the computer says they might not want to speak, I want people to call in, because that's how we gain knowledge. And there's something that you brought up very importantly last week that we're going to throw out there this week for you.
Go ahead, sir. Yeah, well, hey, the way I see it, you're able to call from anywhere in the country. I mean, because remember, I'm talking to you from the 702, that being the city of Sin, Las Vegas, and I just happen to be a reincarnation, black version of Saint Michael. Anybody can call in and go ahead and voice their opinion and put their reports out there. And in fact, once the Las Vegas Sentinel Voice gets back up and running, I might just drop an article or two if time permits, if that's all right with you, Chip.
Then please do that. I appreciate what you're doing out there. People serious, how can they contact you, brother?
All right, well, they can contact me via my email, which is blackhawk00299@yahoo.com, or check out my Facebook page at Michael Hawk Carter II. I don't want my phone line being blown up. I tell you why. Reason being, because right now I'm just one man, although I do represent a great amount of people. But my line isn't quite official yet, so until it does, I'll go ahead and keep that on the back burner.
No problem, because all serious inquiries will contact you with what you just gave. So we appreciate that, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Wow, that's the man called Hawk. And I want to read this before I get to this 216-486-0236 number and just say, wow, community in crisis. Black men can no longer ignore babies dying, children murdered, and our women being killed. Black men, if we can't stand up for our babies, children, and women, we aren't men. We're still slaves. We've been standing too long like ostriches with our heads stuck in the sand. Our community is in shambles, ravaged, and left looking like a war zone. Our women aren't safe. It was said by a veteran that he had served 20 years in the military in the service of this country. When he retired and returned home, he realized that he had been fighting the wrong war. The real war was being waged in streets of our city and neighborhoods. So with that being said, we need an army. We are BMA, Black Man's Army. We're looking for a few good men to join us. Will you join us? And, of course, some of the things that were being fought against is, of course, abandonment. Helplessness, fear, lawlessness, no sanctuary, no hope, rape, murder, and death. So, of course, numbers to be reached is, of course, area code 216-253-4070, 216-804-70, of course, 216-804-74. So that's 7462, and I just want to put that out there. Of course, there's the Facebook page of Black Man Army. So with that being said, before I go to that 216-486-0236 number, I want to go back in time and just say, giving it back hip-hop style, give, of course, much kudos to Stephanie Neff Johnson, who was offered the chance last Thursday to have the Beachland Tavern free of charge, and instead she set up a week, did some promotions, and how did she use it? She gave a free hip-hop show where in order to get in, you had to have 3 canned goods or more, and some of the artists, the people who were there were Santi from the DBA, Jimmy Mack, Black Now, Boogie and Cree, GMS, Bernie Rome, Solomon Kane, Mama Slim, and Q Media. Now that is powerful right there, that those type of people came out. And before I go off on a tandem and go to that 216-486 phone number, let me go out here and just mention that this Friday, September 12th, 9 p.m., OPN People's Community Center, 15453 Euclid Avenue, EC, Ohio, OPN Entertainment presents Ray Sharp and Mike, Family and Friends Benefit Cabaret for Oppressed People's Nation programs. Tickets 10 in advance, 15 at the door. My man DJ Emax. Free wine for the ladies, free food. 216-218-4025. That's 216-218-4025. Let's see what's on the mind of 216-486. That's 216-486. How are you this evening?
Hey, I'm doing fine, sir. And I'm waiting to hear the message that you're planning on bringing.
Okay.
And
I appreciate that.
Because earlier, I don't know what happened. We had a little glitch or whatever, and I couldn't hear for a while. But I'm glad you're back on air.
Well, I'll tell you what the glitch is. Whenever you start doing too many good things, some other things always get in the way. So I am so thankful that you want to at least hear a message, so I'll tell you what I'll do. I will play something, and then I think you'll enjoy what I'm about to play. I send this out to everybody everywhere because it's one of my favorite tracks, and I thank you in advance and appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
No problem. You know, of course, this is, of course, 646-478-0944, and it's Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's music, activism, and news. Like one of my little favorite songs right now, we'll play this, and I'll get back and do my best to give what our last caller asked a little bit of a message here and there. Should be a message in this song, too.
Man, it's bad enough that we've been brainwashed. And they got the nerve to blatantly just kill somebody and just think they can get away with it. Man, the season's got to change.
Hey there, music.
I feel a season changing. I feel a season changing. A black
Now, that's a record right there. As a matter of fact, I want to take the time to just go back and really proud of, like, what was in the top 10 for this week. It lets you know the artist and the caliber of people that you're dealing with. And for those who may not have paid as much attention, I just want to let people know that, of course, number 10 spot was what we just heard. Black People, Queen Nana. Number 9, Giving It Back Hip-Hop Style. Number 8, The Hip-Hop Workshop Strikes Back. Get to that in just a moment. Wow, the Sisters Ministry. Number 6, Girl on Fire Awards, because they're making some things happen. Number 5, Emax the Image. Interview Black House Sounds. Everything from the history to everything else. It was real, real nice to hear that interview that was done. For a Brick, who's definitely in the building, Niggy Niggy Knock with a medley, Beat Effect, DJ Tech Wrecker, the Scarface album, number 1, Black House Sounds, the video premiere is happening tonight, 11 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, all over YouTube, stuff like that, interviewed by Hood Tunes Radio, and you name it, they've been very busy. And I want to also say a shout-out to, of course, Wow. Our 153rd hip-hop workshop that took place at Cleveland State University. Of course, let people know that, of course, you had Mama Porter there, my man Nameless, Jamil, Tammy Ward, sang well on that R&B. My man DJ Dollar Rock, as was just mentioned, my man Ronnie B, whatever. Of course, Black House Sounds did their thing. The video premiered on the big screen there. That's what's beautiful. That's right, the big projector screen, that's where the hip-hop workshop video premiered, and there's a reason why, because it was at the hip-hop workshop. Of course, my man, Big Stone the Butcher, Osage the Wildebeest, both of them won the chance, and they did. That's what got them two spit boxes tomorrow night, alongside Jazz of Too True. It was their performances that stood out. Also, of course, Sister Alonda Clark, she gave like a nice little thing on, of course, the hip-hop course on economics. Get into that real shortly. And, of course, Brother Michael Allenby came through, and he spoke about taxes, tax codes, laws, why tax illegal in our country, and he had to prove why. That's why they didn't take him to court. If anybody ever looks up the name Michael Allenby and they take a look right here from Cleveland, Ohio, representing Northeast Ohio, they never took him to court. They asked him a lot of questions, but he was able to prove how the IRS itself was illegal, and they didn't want to hear none of that. And they have somebody of that stature, as well as Pastor Williams, the hip-hop pastor himself, Suave Gotti, GMS Shakespeare, Bill Swain from the Revolution, Revolution Books. He came back and spoke to people about going to Ferguson, Missouri, and certain things that he saw out there, which was amazing in itself. And I want to take the time to let people know who wonder about the hip-hop workshop. See, when you can get through things a minute and a half or two, you can do things very quick. And I want to let people know the hip-hop workshop was started as a committee of Black-on-Black Crime Incorporated, where we offer our services to anyone in the community, including the youth, about music from gospel, R&B, to hip-hop, written word, spoken word, instruments, and the music industry. As part of our mission statement in January 2004, we created You Can Be Mean But Keep It Clean, which means as long as you didn't curse, you would be able to speak and or perform. Ted Gary said, listen to young people. Make sure we listen even if we don't agree. It's more than a talent show. It's a learning experience. By November 2004, the hip-hop workshop added that whether Christian, Muslim, atheist, we would listen to all sides because it's our job to show families that you don't have to always agree with everything someone says to learn. In 2005, Art McCoy and Ted Gary wanted us to ask artists a question at each workshop with no wrong answers in mind to cause everyone to think, and with respect that if someone is too far out there, that they will hear the truth and may learn something. In 2006, after debate on homosexuality, we restated that the hip-hop brings views on drugs, gang, politics, and religion with an open mind, and we could discuss all issues.
Our workshops are where families are invited, and the workshops are centered around music. In 2009, the hip-hop workshop resolved to call out mayoral candidates, presidential candidates, to discuss where they stood on issues. The hip-hop workshop also resolved that as a group, we may not agree on some things, but it's important to listen to everyone, especially our young people, because of vigils. That's something that Black on Black Crime also does. That at vigils, young people are often attacked over drugs, alcohol, and other vices, but aren't listened to or talked with about these issues. We have to listen first before we get their attention. I thank Sister Judy Martin for constantly reminding of this, as well as our President Ernie Harris. So our job at the Hip Hop Workshop is still the same, and that is to bring enough positive people around to counterbalance someone who talks stupidity. And that has worked so far. With that being said, wow, at our collective economics lecture one that was held in between acts at the Hip Hop Workshop, we learned the past week and bringing in a homework on Umoja, Kagalia, Ujima, Ujamaa, Nia, Kumba, Imani, the functions of unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, cooperative economics, purpose, creativity, faith. You put the first seven words and then the second seven set of words together, you get what Kwanzaa is based on. And we'll be getting into that a lot further in the future on future programming, but that's just a bit of what we deal with at the Hip Hop Workshop. So with that being said, I want to take the time to at least put on something that features somebody who will definitely be performing at Spitboxes tomorrow, my man Osage the Wildebeest, via that hot
certificate. Let's make it real, family. Yeah. Make it real, family. Yeah. Animal Kingdom, baby. Yeah. Let's make it real, family. Got my competition baffled with that, damn it, I just spoke, look. Ain't gave my permission just to be around my notebook. Crack verses like a coat, hanger to a dope hook. Now you hook, cliffhanger dick, 54 foot. Tell a blind nigga watch. You know what time it is, stomp a tree to a tree stomp. Make the east jump, bare arms make your rabbits leap. Use your feet chump, body butt back, I'll eat your chump with a tree trunk. Y'all just hollin', you think that it's your ass off. How do I keep talking shit if I just hit my ass off? Blast off, you won't break a sweat in a sauna with the setting on summer. Please, you're sweating, it's a Bahama breeze. You better wanna leave, I swear on my parents' mama. No telling where I'm from, it's smoking like marijuana leaves. Come there with kind of thieves, where I'm from, Shamma Dama, Jeffrey Dama, Johnny Gemma's mama, tell Obama, please. You know what's gonna lead, I hope you like a question over like, or whatever the problem needs. We have a problem, you think you could have a problem, jeez. More dangerous than a swarm of bees, wanna fuck police. I told shooters that steel jackets, steel action, steel snatches, steel catching ill like my real jacket. Fuck what they said, motherfucker, break bread. If I ain't killed, you lay your ass there and play dead.
Drop the death certificate. Now I'ma shoot you in your head and put my dick in your coagulated blood droplets. Fucking hands up until you pay your need to stop it. Bitch, I'm fucking with you. I'm at a PC, meaning I'm a beast. If it was odd that we was drunk, we would never smell like your feces. Beat their mics like they reach their PCs. Beat the fifth with different species. Yo, I stick a space modulator in your ass, hater. Rip your balls off and grind up on a cheese grater. Yeah, inform your mama an hour later. Bitch, a masturbator, ate a pussy like a annihilator. Just let me say this. If Machine Gun Kelly hit you say that I'm better, he wouldn't say shit. I got a white man. No, we can't. No, fuck.
You know, before I do anything else, I should go down the line. Shameless plug time, the Facebook page of Alfred Porter, Jr., period. That's Alfred Porter, Jr. And you can always hit us up at, of course, that Facebook page. It's got a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Also, you can Facebook Miss Contagious, Bored and Restless Radio, or Blog Talk. Hit up Blog Talk for Bored and Restless Radio. Or, of course, hit up the Blog Talk for D-Gambit Radio. And also, since I'm giving out
you know, information like that, pausing so you can take things down, that Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting, and that happens, of course, and I'm very thankful of that, that happens, at, of course, every Wednesday at 14715 Euclid Avenue, 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, TC Radio, tonight, 1 a.m., and that's at WCSB 89.3 FM, Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org. And while I'm looking at certain things, let me go up here and see what's going on. If there's anything, I'll give at least a good, wow, looks like time is rolling down. So if I'm thinking at 216-278, you got about the last 45 seconds. Anything you'd like to say?
No, Brother Al Porter, this is actually my first time calling in, but I've called you several times. I'm actually the mother of Reginald Johnson that was murdered in December, and my son was shot. My other son was shot in July.
Okay. Then I'll tell you what I will do. Since I have your number, I'll call you off the air so we can see what we can do. Is that all right with you?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. One thing I can say is that's part of what we are supposed to do is look out for each other, and this is what I plan on doing right now. Things happen for a reason to really make us think and all of that. So that phone call, we will do what we can because that's what we're supposed to do. So, you know, almost leaving out on that note, I want to let people know. Before we do head out, that should people want to, there's always that Art McCoy radio show that airs on Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m., WERE, 1490 a.m. And one thing I would love for you all to do is definitely continue to look out for each other and be there. And this particular song definitely has a message to head out on. So I thank you so much, and I appreciate everybody.
Kilroy, the sheriff, the U.S. biggest import, entertainment, the U.S. biggest export, entertainment, sports, music, fashion, it's entertainment, cell phones, reality shows, and PlayStations. Today, if Rosa Parks was waiting on us, it's sad she'd still be on the back of the bus.
True.
Instead of you fighting for freedom with me, you'll take to the streets to burn a jersey. Discuss an ESPN Super Bowl show, where a false king said if he'd stay or go to Miami for brighter lights and a title. So just do it. Stop following false idols.
Yeah.
Ring around the Justice Center, I was there. March against Cleveland Clinic, I was there. Invading Radio 1, I was there. Hold up, where were you? Oh yeah, not there. Discuss, we're too busy to protest while the loss of freedom breathes down our neck. Disgusted in you, hope you follow my line. You can ask for freedom, I'm demanding mine.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Lawman of the land, you should hear my alarming. Up when you hear my next warning. The Euclid Corridor, which produced a health line. Brand new project, which will slash a straight line straight through the heart of the inner city. Knocking down homes and tearing through buildings. It's called the Opportunity Project. 375 mil, the cost to implement. Plowing through Kinsman, Fairfax, Slavic Village, Buckeye, East 55th will be pillaged. Two biggest employers in our city, Cleveland Clinic, oh yeah, and University. They use corridors to get employees to work, even if houses get plowed in the dirt.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
There's a lot of racist clubs down in the flats. Week after week, sad fact, we head back. Even a Russian mob has the nerve to trip. If you don't believe me, check my manuscripts. Before the club could play us out like fools, we packed up Swiss boxers and said, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we need more black owned clubs like Club Earth. Maybe then we'd envision our self-worth.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Man, I'm just too disgusted to rap.
You know it.
Y'all complain about rude security
uh-huh.
and high prices, but are probably heading to the flats right now to get your Dougie and Flex on. Disgusted. HJS. Share. Still rolling. Ha 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 ha.